Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad. All right there. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome back to another episode of the Success Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Gemma Bernad. We're in about week 4 or 5. I've lost count of my 90-day experiment, which is all about the playful up-level, which is me exploring and experimenting, you know, a new way of creating success in business or whatever you want to call it. It's kind of me exploring this concept of my next level, which is away from the normal ideas of like going bigger, like bigger income goals, bigger money, bigger mission, all of those things. And it's not that I'm not holding space for those things. It's just that I'm not pursuing and chasing them anymore. I've done that. I've been there, done that, got the certificate, have the bank statements, all of those things. So this week's been a really interesting week. It's been another big week of lots of lessons and lots of breakthroughs as well. And I think also for me, most importantly, it's been like another release and letting go. Like there's been another level of detachment that's come through, particularly when it comes to just the seriousness, I think, that I know I have or I place on business. And I speak to my mastermind clients and it's also very similar for them. And I speak to a lot of my clients too. And so I want to share a little bit of a story with you and kind of explain to you a little bit about what happened this week. But on Sunday evening, I got a phone call from my sister-in-law. My brother had been involved in a motorbike accident. He'd come off his bike. It wasn't another vehicle involved. He just had come off his bike and he was being taken to hospital with suspected broken bones and other things. And so it was a really tough phone call to get. Thankfully, you know, my brother is okay. He's got a broken shoulder and he's a bit banged up and bruised. But it actually triggered really a bit of a trauma response in me. Not a bit of it, actually triggered a trauma response in me, because when my dad passed away, I got a phone call from one of my other brothers as well. And it actually triggered the trauma of receiving that phone call to say that my dad had collapsed and we had to get to hospital straight away. And so even though like my brother was okay, my sister-in-law was saying to me, he's okay, Jem, like everything's fine. It just triggered this really bad stress response that I actually for about 24, 36 hours just went into a bit of a trauma response and had to process it. And the thing is, these shocking events are not unusual in my life, to be honest with you. I have what's called gate 51, which is the gate of shock in my human design chart. It sits in a very important placement in my gene keys profile as well. So shocking events and shocking situations are just the standard for me. They really are. I laugh about it and I can laugh about it now. I've got to say, I can laugh about like my life just being this combination of like all these shocking things that happen and all of that. I can do that because I've done so much work around it. But this was another one of those. And what I have learned from so much of my study and deep dive into understanding some of these energies that are really strong in me and my life experience this time around is that, you know, shocking events absolutely will agitate our system. They will create a stress response in our system. And that stress response usually goes one of two ways. And the first way is it'll just agitate the system and it just re-traumatizes and we just stay in kind of that victim frequency of that event, which was really a lot of what happened for me for many, many years, I will tell you. For most of my life, that's exactly what happened. The other option and the other path that it can go down is that it actually activates a new level of consciousness, a new level of thinking, a new level of believing it, because it kind of sheds away or it pulls away and it releases a lot of attachments. And that's exactly what happened in this situation. It was actually another release of an attachment towards really the seriousness of life and business, because it was just another reminder, I think, for me that life is really precious and life is really short. And something like business and this, you know, the striving for goals and the always pursuing the best version of ourselves and all those things that I think become so, or we convince ourselves are so important, that just started to kind of pull away from me again. And I realized that I was releasing another level of seriousness and just getting into another level of just joy and being in the present moment. And it's both a really incredible feeling and a really strange feeling too, because I'm someone that has lived my life really being driven by a lot of trauma, like a lot of stress, a lot of pressure to prove myself, a lot of pressure to really always be striving to be better, to do more, to be more successful, to be first, I don't know, whatever you can think of. And with all of the work that I've done and this stage that I've come to in life, those things don't motivate me anymore. And that's a really interesting place to be. It feels a little bit odd at times too, because it used to, I'm going to tell you right now, like for so much of my business life, setting big goals was 100% what motivated me. Having a bigger mission, thinking about the lives that I could impact through my work. Oh, honestly, that was what drove me. That was what motivated me. But what I've come to understand is that whilst there's some beauty in that, to be frank, there was also just a lot of pressure involved in that. And I actually feel like I'm really stepping into what I almost call like my selfish era of business, where now that motivation to go bigger and make more money and impact more lives, it's not there. It's not that the desire is not there, but the motivation, the stress and the pressure isn't there. I understand that those things may be a byproduct of the work that I do, but in my selfish era, I just want to follow the sparks of joy. I don't want to take it all so seriously anymore. I don't want to take it so seriously as like I'm here to impact the world and make a big difference. You know what? If that happens as a product of me being in my joy, doing what lights me up, being deeply fulfilled, creating for the sake of creating, creating offers, creating programs, creating podcast episodes, creating posts, creating whatever, just because it fulfills me, and then the rest just gets to be the icing on the cake, then that's exactly what I'm here for. And so I wanted to plant that seed in your mind. I wanted to kind of give you this opportunity to maybe do some reflection too, and look at where you might be taking business really seriously, where maybe you are looking at success through this lens of having to always go bigger and chasing down these bigger goals. And maybe there is an opportunity that is really rising to the surface for you right now, where you get to see that and witness that and love that part of yourself that has really created what it's created for you, but to also release it and let it go and decide and choose that the opportunity for you to be in your joy, to be in your bliss, to have more fun, to play, to be creative, really is going to be the most fulfilling path for you in every possible way. I don't know. This episode today just felt like an opportunity for me to plant those seeds to kind of, and I think I've been doing that for the last few weeks anyway, but this week it really just came to another level of embodiment for me, where I really was just completely understanding on a deeper level and also seeing myself take actions from a very, very different energy, seeing the attachment, just this attachment, this sense of attachment to if I do this, then it's going to give me this result, just slip away. And instead being like, I'm going to record this podcast episode and just say what I want because this feels good for me. I'm going to write this social media post because it feels good for me. I'm going to look at this offer that I'm creating right now and doing this because it feels good to me. I don't know. As I said, it's my selfish area of business. I don't know. That feels good too. More questions today than anything else for you, but maybe, just maybe, you want to step into your selfish era of business. Or instead of creating for everyone else, you create for you. See how that feels. Try that on. I said to a client this week, chew on that. She laughed when I said that. But hey, chew on that this week and see how it feels. And if you want help, if you're like, yeah, this is absolutely the path. I am being really serious in my business. I'm ready to let that go. I'm ready to unlock my inner playful energy. I'm ready to switch my nervous system into a state where it's not feeling pressure and it just wants to be in more playful, creative energy. And I want to build a business and my next offer based on that energy. Then I invite you to reach out to me. You can email me, support@gemmabernard.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook as well. And we can explore what opportunities I've got to support you to make that change. And I do. I've got some one-to-one opportunities. I've got Quantum Capacity, which is a six-week intensive, which is exactly what we do. We subconsciously activate your inner playful queen. We work on rewiring your nervous system away from pressure to play. And we look at the very practical strategies you can put into place for you to actually birth something tangible in your business, a new offer, a new body of work, a new service, just a new way of being and doing in your business So if that speaks to you, then reach out to me about quantum capacity or any other work that I have that's available to you right now. But right now, I'm going to invite you into your selfish era as well. All right, my loves, have an incredible day wherever you are. I'll see you for another episode next week.